Hello, hello, thank you so much, Mrs. Samin. Okay, so I stand correct the previous recording that I had, and of course, I stand correct apprenticeship again here. So, yeah, that was a difficult one, okay? So, still sometimes I forget it. But it's a good word. I found out that you used it twice in your recording, and that was good. Thank you so much. And of course, the great topic, perpetual education, and the great two quotes from Mark Twain and of course Abraham Lincoln. So I decided to talk about them, about the idea of perpetual education. So that's right, that's exactly. As you mentioned, that most people after college or maybe high school or schools and different stuffs, they quit, you know, reading books and learning. And unfortunately, in these days, people are so passive, so they don't usually go for, you know, stuffs to learn more. Because most of the people who are very masterful, they're super successful, they're resourceful, they usually read books every day, they listen to podcasts every day, you know, they do something to make themselves better. Because I read somewhere that Bill Gates read a book in a week. So you can see that how he became so great. And because he still, after having lots of success, he's one of the richest people in the world. So after lots of success, still he's learning. He put some times, he set aside some free time, some, you know, study time, learning times, and still he goes to learn, he goes for learning, he goes for education. And that's exactly right. And in my opinion, we have to do that. You know, I myself like to listen. So usually I listen to podcasts, or maybe I choose some materials that teach me something, not just English. That's why I like AJ Hook. You know, AJ Hook helps us to you know, learn English through the materials that are useful for our life. So that's why I like him very much. And you know, I learn English at the same time I learn something else, and that's great. And of course, sometimes I read book. At the moment, I'm reading the book Mastery. I stopped reading it about a week, and I am super ashamed, I can say. So maybe from tomorrow I'll do my best to read a little bit of it, because it was a great book. It was about you know, how to be master, how to repeat things. You know, there were lots of great tips from masters like Leonardo da Vinci, you know, Einstein, or you know, Mark Twain, Darwin, or lots of scientists around the world. So I could understand that we can understand that we need such a these kind of books to learn from masters. So, you know, for example, in English, you're getting very good at English, Mrs. Samin. I can see it, because you talked very, very perfectly about this subject. So people in the future will come and ask you about that, because in the future you will be a master of English. So people come to learn from you. They ask for tips, but tips are not enough, in my opinion. Tips are usually some shortcut, you know, to learn something. Tips aren't useful that much. Just they make our life more comfortable. In my opinion, learning comes from reading the theoretical informations, and then take some action and have some experience on them. And then we will find out, oh yeah, this is real learning. And through repetition and engagement, we will be master of the things that we are learning. So I don't want to make it so long. Thank you so much. I hope to hear more from you. And I'm sorry, I had not much time, you know, to come and listen to this. And sorry for the late response. But I really, really enjoyed it. Seriously, I am saying this deep in my heart. I seriously like this kind of voices that you guys usually record, and I like to listen to them, listen your ideas in English especially, because I can see that you guys are improving very well, and I can sometimes challenge myself and talk a little bit about the topics that you guys choose to speak. Okay, thank you so much again, and see ya.